I'm gonna do this one alone. Anna's Miss Fancy Pants. She had to go over to a panel, please. I forgot to ask her what panel it is. I'm sure it was very important. All right, but she's gonna really miss me talking about my draft. She's probably all broken up about it. Now, I'm going to tell you guys about Johnny Pie in a second. I'm going to show you a video that he sent about the Russian ghost town. But I'm not here tomorrow because I got to go do, well, I have been in meetings tomorrow too, but in New York. But then in New Jersey, I'm going to do the draft with the guys. And then I'm going to do the draft here in TYT. And I have super shitty picks. I have number 11 in the draft with my friends from home. Who the fuck are you supposed to pick at number 11? Like, it's such peace of mind to have the number 2 pick. Oh, you took Le'Veon Bell, I'll take David Johnson. Oh, you took David Johnson, I'll take Le'Veon Bell. The people sitting at number 2, all the, like, the with peace of mind. And then for TYT, I've got number 7. I'm supposed to have Mike Evans on my team? I'm supposed to have Mike Evans on my team. That's what I'm supposed to do. All my teams are going to be filled with Mike Evans and Jordy Nelsons. All right, anyways, that's me venting. It's okay, I'll figure it out. Don't cry for me. I'm 2-time belt winner here in TYT. Now, let's go to John. To things that most of you care about. Ida Roll, you know, is going to the North Pole. And he's been having a lot of adventures and sending short little videos back. He's going to do full shows from there that are going to go on Verizon Go 90. They paid for the trip. So I can't wait for those. I'm super excited. But here he found a Russian ghost town. Fun for everybody. Let's look.
Hey guys, checking in one more time. Right now I'm in an abandoned ghost town of a Russian mining settlement called Pyramiden. You can see it down there. At one point, decades ago, this was a mining community of 1,600 or more people, and it was also a showcase for some of the most impressive Russian medical and mining equipment. This was like to show off to the rest of the world, since this is technically in the West. Now, these days, about 8 people live in it, purely as squatters to maintain Russia's current claim on the land. Even beyond the last place I was in, this is not a place you go by yourself. You have to be with someone with a gun at all times. Not only can polar bears come here, but there was a polar bear right nearby just earlier today. And there are others supposedly in the region. So this is a place that you tread carefully in. It is pretty creepy. It's freezing cold. This place used to be a busy workplace, and now it's just trash, basically. It's been looted over the course of decades. There's dirt everywhere. Storms have broken most of the windows. One of the creepiest things that I've ever seen, and this is what's giving me the real Walking Dead vibe, is you have this scene right here. Several chairs on a table. Were they gambling? It's just beer, some copper wire, and a shiv someone made. It's just jagged metal with tape around the handle, because why not?
No. That's not the creepiest thing. When you walked by the other person and we didn't know who it was, that was the creepiest thing. It's the first time I watched that, I had a little like, and I wanted to scream, "Watch out, John! They're right behind you!" I didn't talk to him, so I presume that that was one of our guys and they happened to be sitting there, or one of the 8 Russian squatters. But it was weird the way that he walked by, and I'm like, okay, you're like, oh, this, he's like talking about a ghost town, and it looks like there's a person with their back turned, and he just ignores them as if they're a ghost. I actually felt much better when I saw the second person. I was like, oh, okay, they gotta be friendlies. If it was just the one person with their back turned and not looking. So that's a super fun little video. It immediately led me to thinking about 7,000 things that must have happened in that town. So first of all, let's just acknowledge that that's clearly the Dharma Initiative. A leftover place from a long time ago with polar bears running around. You're telling me it's not the Dharma Initiative? Except it's not in Hawaii, it's on the other end, and it's freezing cold over there. Then I thought, and when he mentioned, this is a place you can't come without a gun. I was like, oh shit, what are the Russian squatters up to? I thought for sure he was talking about the Russians. Then he's like, oh, because of the polar bears. I was like, oh, thanks God. Okay. And by the way, how would you like to have drawn that short straw? Okay, guys, we need 8 people to go to Ghost Town. Okay, what are we going to do there? Are we doing mining? We get some work in and stuff? No, you squat, so we own. Send you with many, many vodka. This is all unacceptable. Can I get Irina or Mary to pardon me for my Russian accent? Anyway, let alone the vodka references. But back in the day when they had all those people there and it was a real mining town, oh, I'm probably the only person who thought this, but the prostitutes they must have had there. You know why? Because I read about these towns that, and by the way, it's happening in North Dakota now, from the oil, that's one of the articles I read, from the oil boom. All these guys rush in to do manual labor, whether it's the oil fields or a mining town, etc. But it's not something that was organically there. There was no community there before, so there are no women. So, and the guys there are making okay money. In North Dakota, they're making very good money. And so you've got guys with money to spend and no women around. First thing that happens is polar bears. Right after that is prostitutes. And then apparently shivs. That was awesome. The last thing they left behind is the shiv. God knows what happened to them. That little snippet was filled with awesome. So thank you, John. We appreciate it. I think that John is going to actually pop back into LA and then go back to the North Pole, which is weird. But you guys might see him soon back at Rebel headquarters, so which will be neat. So he's done some of the trip. I think he's going to go and do the rest of the trip a little bit later. But I hope he keeps sending in these videos because I love them. All right, guys. Oh, you know what we should have done? We should have done a segment with someone sitting behind me. Okay, anyways, I will not see you tomorrow because I will be drafting disastrous wide receivers. But I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.